Dean, I mean, how do you explain that? I mean, it was a real tough match out there for you and Chris, and yeah, how do you explain that performance?
Yeah, I mean, we're really pleased. It's obviously a shame that we didn't get the result that we wanted, and we're pleased with our performance. Obviously, we don't play full-time anymore, so it's just great to play against, you know, Matt and Harley, two great players, hopefully great for the future of Bampton, but just really enjoyed it out there.
Could have almost created a shock here, you know, the second seeds in those guys, and you know, you were really sort of close. And then do you think maybe the blood injury could have affected your game to Chris?
I think the timing of it was slightly unfortunate. Obviously it happened a little bit at the start of the third set, he obviously managed to hide it quite well, and then obviously I think Matt noticed the drops of blood on the court, and obviously 11-8 to us at the turn, lost a little bit of momentum, and then all of a sudden it was a very close game again. I think maybe if we'd able to keep playing, things might have been different, but it's just one of them things that, yeah, shouldn't have affected us too much, and credit for them to also keep their concentration and coming back.
There was a lot of tension in the match as well. I mean, I know you get revved up for these matches anyway, but there was a lot of tension between, is there a bit of sort of mentality you were trying to get one over them?
No, not at all. I think, like I say, I think it's just about the level of adrenaline. You know, both sides wanting to win. You know, obviously they're number two seeds. There was a lot of pressure on them going into that match. You know, playing myself and Chris. We weren't expected to win, and there was a lot of pressure on them. You know, and I think it's just one of them games where both sides want to win, and you know, it's brought out in shouting really and celebrating the points quite a lot.
We've spoken to this before, but you've been out of the game for about 4.5 years. And what's it like to come back to sort of playing competitive badminton now?
Oh, I love it. I really enjoy it. It's nice to kind of play free. You know, enjoy playing for, you know, because you enjoy playing the sport, and rather than having the pressures of obviously playing the guys that are full time, it's nice to come in and relax and enjoy playing. You know, the crowd's been great again. It's nice to obviously play at home in Sussex. Obviously, I live about 10 minutes away from here, so it's nice to kind of have some of the guys that I work with and coach come along and support. And yeah, just really enjoy playing next level again.
Yeah, has it really made a difference sort of playing locally and sort of, you know, have your family down and, you know, to be by the crowds, the home crowd especially?
Yeah, I think it makes it a nice occasion for us. You know, obviously the Sussex guys, for it to be so local, you know, to play on a doorstep. I coach here a little bit during the week. Yes, I know the hall a little bit, I know the setup, and it's good to be for the younger generation, you know, to be able to watch obviously around Sussex. So it certainly helped them, and hopefully they can take things from this tournament and use it in their own game coming forward.